I would encourage you, and again, boy, this Easter season, it seems like it has just come up on us really quick. When we get to John chapter 13, and I love the fact that of the synoptic gospels, those are awesome, what they give us. But when we get to the book of John, we get an insight into Jesus that we don't get from any of the other gospels. Because he tells some other details, specifically John goes into those details at the last days of Jesus' ministry. And so what I would encourage you over these next 2 weeks, as we draw near to Easter, if you would just find yourself roaming around John 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, towards the end there, and get a fresh picture of what this resurrection season means for us. John chapter 13, verse 1, if you would read it with me. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own and were in the world, he loved them to the end. Last week we declared it, didn't we? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Never comes to an end. His mercies are new every morning. That was Old Testament. And now here's John the Beloved writing about Jesus now. And it was the time of the feast of the Passover. And it was getting close to Jesus' 3 years. Jesus started his ministry when he was approximately 30 years old. And for that next 3 years, he began to groom the disciples. He began to talk and speak into their lives. He began to get them ready. And as we're going to see here, 3 years later, they hadn't made a whole lot of progress. They heard the words. They liked Jesus. But they just, their understanding was not quite there yet. But I love this, that Jesus says, listen, having loved his own who were in the world. And how many of you know that's us still today? We are in the world, but we're not of the world. But let me tell you what, we got a mess to live in. Hello? We got a mess to live in. And so I believe today the title of my message is Troubled Hearts for Troubled Times. Because we're going to see here in a moment, the disciples are going to have some troubled hearts, and Jesus is going to have to address them about having troubled hearts. And I believe that there are some troubled hearts today in this time that our country is in, where we're living at, the type of things that are going on around us, the situations that we're being put into, amen? And as a result, I do believe that there can be, for some of us, troubled times. But here's the wonderful truth. Having loved his own, he loved them to the end. Can I declare again to you today, church, he's going to love you to the end. Amen. You'll never be able to escape his love. You'll never be able to walk away from his love. Jump down to verse 36 in that same chapter. Verse 33, actually, I'm going to start reading. Little children, I shall be with you a little longer. And you will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. And say, love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. And by this, all men will know that you are my disciples, that you have love for one another. So we know that the love, he said he loved us to the end, but now we're to take that love and we're to reciprocate it, amen, one to another. And it's going to be a sign to the world that we're his disciples. Little children, I'm only going to be with you in a little longer than I need to go. I need to take a trip. Verse 36 and 6, and Simon Peter said to Jesus, Lord, where are you going? If you're going back up to the mount, hey, I'm ready to go with you again, all right? Nothing's changed. I'm still there for you, Lord. Where are you going? What's the next trip, the next mission we're going to take? And Jesus said to him, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me later. You can't follow me now where I'm going. I'd like for you to, but you can't. But don't worry. Don't worry, guys. You will follow me later. And of course, Peter jumps in. Lord, why can't we follow you now? There's the door. All we got to do is go out and we'll follow you. Jesus, I will lay down my life for your sake if I need to, because I'm the man, Peter, the rock. And Jesus said to him, will you lay your life down for my sake, Peter? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times. Verse 14, this conversation now has stirred up some things in the disciples. This conversation of Jesus, again, does anybody here really like transition? Just 3 short years ago, these guys were casting their nets and had their businesses and doing these things. And Jesus says, drop everything you have, come and follow me. Okay, Jesus, if you say so, here's my business, here's my boat, here's my medical practice. We'll drop everything and we'll follow you. And boom, just like that, transition. They were in the biggest transition of their lives. And they're finally, how many of you know, it takes a while when you get into a new position or a new job or new everything, that all of a sudden you're starting to get in your comfort zone. And that's where the disciples are. They're in their comfort zone with Jesus. They're getting up every morning. They're laughing with him. They're praying with him. They're breaking bread with him. Jesus is doing miracles through them. Think about it. Jesus is starting to perform miracles, but he's performing the miracles through the disciples now when he feeds the 5,000 and does some of these other things. And now you're telling us, Jesus, we got to transition again? We just got comfortable. And how many of you know the Lord knows our hearts? Can I say that again, church? The Lord knows your heart. And the Lord knows when you get uncomfortable. And the Lord knows when your heart becomes troubled. And not all is at peace. And not all is at good. And you find, here's how I know. I don't sleep as good at night. When my heart is not at rest, and I'm not residing and just resting in the perfect will of God, I don't sleep well at night. I find myself waking up trying to solve. What's, is it just me or some of you have, right? Chapter 14, verse 1. Let's read through verse 6. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions or many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's trying to lay down, how many of you know, he's trying to lay down a layer of peace in their hearts. He's trying to say, Thomas, I've got a plan for you. I've got a plan for your family. And right now, you may not totally understand the plan, but don't worry, I've got a plan. He's saying that to every one of us today. You may not understand the plan, but he's got a great plan. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you really know. And the way that I'm going, you also know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. And how can we know the way? And Jesus said, say it with me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Church, we know the way. We know the way maker. We know the way. We know the truth because we know Jesus. What Jesus was realizing about the disciples is They were having a hard time believing. They were believing in everything but Jesus. They were believing with what their eyes saw in front of them. And how many of you know your eyes fool you all the time? Because faith is not what we see with our natural eyes. Faith is what has been put into our hearts by the Lord Jesus. And these disciples had really gotten attached to this new life. Again, just think for a moment what it was like to wake up every day and know that you were going to spend time in the presence of Jesus with the Son of God. Every day when you got up, you go, man, I wonder what type of miracle is going to happen today. What marvelous thing are we going to witness and experience and be a part of today? Now, I believe that whole Last Supper thing, and Jesus didn't call it the Last Supper, but how many of you know Jesus really wanted to put an impression in these disciples' lives in the last days? They walk into the room, and there's Jesus waiting to wash their feet. The Son of God, the Son of Man, was waiting to serve them, to love them, to express upon them how important they were in his life. Peter responds to the master, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to wash my feet. I'm not worthy. And Jesus said, well, listen, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part of me. Oh, well, Lord, if that's the case, don't just wash my feet only, but wash my head also. Give me the full dip, the full meal deal. If that's the case, I want to make sure if that's what I need. And Jesus begins to speak these words and talk to them. Then he says, oh, by the way, guys, there's one of you here in this room that will betray me. And they all started looking around. Is it me, Lord? Is it Peter? Is it Thomas? Is it Mark? Is it John? And Jesus says, no, don't worry about it, guys. I'll make it real easy for you. The one that I put the bread down into the water and I hand it to, that's the one. And how many of you know Jesus took the bread and he put it down in the water and he handed it to Judas Iscariot? He says, Judas, whatever you do, go ahead and do it quickly. And Judas exited the room. Now, that still went over the disciples' heads. They still didn't quite get it. Even Jesus laid it out that plainly. So this was a troubling 24 hours in their hearts of transition that they found out that things were getting ready to change rapidly. And the words that we read here there in John chapter 14, guys, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Church, we can't have troubled hearts today in this age we're living in. Just because it seems like things are going slightly out of control, we can't allow ourselves to become troubled in our hearts. We cannot allow ourselves to begin to allow fear to grip us and to come in on us. Amen? He's telling them, don't doubt. Just believe. Don't worry. Just believe. Don't fret. Just believe. You're focusing on the problem when I want you to focus on me. Don't magnify the problem, but magnify me. Magnify the Lord. Let that be your focus. The psalmist wrote it very well in the same passage that Brother Jim read for us this morning in Psalms 34. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And I sought the Lord. I magnify the Lord. He heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Amen. That's the word of the Lord for us. We're seeing such things happen that we've never seen before. But I want you to have courage this morning. Okay, our first memory verse, Hebrews 10:23, right? Got that one down. Our last memory verse, Isaiah 57, right? Therefore, I will trust, right? Therefore, I will not be ashamed, and I know I will not be afraid. Here's our third memory verse, Psalm 27, verse 1. Here's one of these promises that I want us to get down in our hearts, church. I want this to understand, see the Lord as three things here. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is our light. Why? Because he knows that spooky things go bump in the night. And so he's going to take and cast out all darkness. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Think about what it means today to declare Jesus is your salvation. Now, the fire insurance part of it, that's just the very beginning of your salvation. It goes way beyond. Now, I'm thankful for my fire insurance. Don't get me wrong. Because I need it. You need it. Everybody needs their fire insurance up to date. Their policy good. Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, 1. Let's say it together, church. Come on. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We have this confidence in him. Amen. We don't have to walk with troubled hearts today, church. All we have to do is believe. Jesus, the Word, spoke these to us. These words are for us today. Yes, they were for those at the time it was being written, but how many of you know this promise is good for us today as the people of God? Let me keep reading verse 2, Psalm 27. When the wicked comes against me to eat up my flesh. Now, that's some wicked type of an attack on you. If it's ready to eat, this is like a raptor type of attack. Amen? The wicked, when they come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war may rise up against me, and this I will be confident. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me, and he will set me upon a rock. And that rock's name is Jesus. Psalm 27. That was verses 1 through 5 there. You see, troubled hearts, and in just a moment, I want you to think about this, how quickly, in just a moment, our hearts can be stirred from peace and calm to troubled. How quickly there can be a change in the environment, a change in the atmosphere. It's like some of these storms that we see around here. It was bright, sunny sunshine, and the next thing you know, it's pouring buckets. Changes that quick. The atmosphere changes that quick. And it's the same way with our lives. And we're going through the week, and we're having a great day. Woo! Having a great day. And next thing you know, boom. Just like that. And now you find your heart troubled. You find fear. Where there was peace, there's no longer a peace. Where there was a confidence, the confidence has dwindled. And you begin to wonder. You begin to question. And Jesus says, guys, don't worry. Go back now to John chapter 14. Drop down to verse 27. John chapter 14, and we're going to drop down to verse 27. And as you're turning to jump back to John 14, I want you to look at the screen at 2 Timothy 1:12. For this reason, Paul says, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. Hello? For I know, Jesus says, you believe in God, believe also in me. Paul says, listen, for I know deep down in my knower whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to get it deep down here. It can't just be a surface trust. It can't just be a surface belief. With thy word have I hidden in my heart, deep down here in my knower, that I may know in whom I have believed. That I am not going to be shaken. I am not going to be swayed. Because let me tell you what, the winds, you think the wind's getting ready to blow. We haven't seen nothing yet to the way that this country is going to be shaken and the wind is going to blow. I'm just reassuring probably what you already know in your heart, that things are going to get a whole lot worser before they get better. See, he's the constant never changes that we have in our life. He is that rock higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. And that's where we're going to have. Because our heart's going to get overwhelmed at times. And when we get to that place, that needs to be our cry. That needs to be our prayer. Lord, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me, Lord, back to that place of my foundation of my life. Thank you, Lord, that you then gave us this promise. And he told the disciples this, jumping down. And all these words here in chapter 14 in my Bible, they're all red words. Because these are all the words of Jesus. And Jesus himself is going to encourage them. Verse 27. He, right after he gets done talking about the Holy Spirit, saying, listen, if the Holy Spirit's going to be is going the helper, verse 26, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all these things that I have been speaking to you. Hallelujah. And peace. Everyone say peace. Peace I leave with you, church. Peace I leave with you, disciples. Peace I leave with you, my beloved. And not the peace that the world tries to give you. Because that's a fake. It's artificial. It's not going to stand the true test. But the peace that I give you. Because of that peace, he repeats himself, let not your heart be troubled. Don't allow yourself to be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Don't let your heart get troubled or afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and I'm coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be rejoicing right now and doing the happy dance, because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. If you really understood, but you don't understand the full plan right now, so you just got to believe until you do. Church, that's where we're at today. I don't understand the whole plan. I'm a Panamillennialist. I believe it'll all pan out. I don't know how, but I know that God's got a plan and it's all going to pan out. But until I see the plan into its fruition, I just got to believe. I've just got to have some stick fastness, some hold, old Texas hold fastness. Amen. To that which I know and I'm persuaded. And that is God is God and I'm not. God is God. And he's got a plan. God is God, and it's all going to work out. Because I read the back of the book. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right. Will we have to go through some difficulties? I believe so. Will our faith be trusted? I believe so. Are these perilous times? Absolutely. But that doesn't change God. Doesn't change who he is. And it doesn't change what he wants to accomplish on this earth until he comes back again a second time. See, he was talking to the disciples about the first time. Hello? These words that we're reading in John 13, 4, he's not talking about the second coming of Christ. He was talking about returning again the first time. And that's what you got to, yes, some of the words he, when he said, I go prepare a place for you, for in my Father's house there are many rooms. I believe that's for us today, amen? I don't believe we're taking that so strongly, contextually, the scripture out of context when we think of the fact that, you know what, God's got a place for us. And notice there's several things there that encourage my heart. Number one, I go and I'm preparing a place for you. But number two, I'm going to receive you myself. We all hear the story about Peter at the pearly gates, but that's just a story. Peter's not going to receive us, but our Lord Jesus is. Hallelujah. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is going to receive us. And man, that's exciting. But these words that we're reading here in John 13, 14, and 15, it's for the disciples, and it's his first coming back that he's talking to them about. And again, most of these words, we're going to go like that. And Jesus said, I've even got you knuckleheads covered here. I'm sending the Comforter. I'm sending the Comforter, and he will remind you of all the words that I just spoke to you. Church, do you realize today that when you get into the panic zone and you want to hit the panic button, that the Holy Spirit says, whoa, 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 stop. Remember those words. The Lord is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Put that verse up. Come on, we need to say it. We're far from memorizing this verse. Psalm 27, 1. Read it with me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Man, let's get that down in our nowhere. And the next time we're considering to want to hit the panic button, because again, there's so many things can happen just like that. I'm telling you what, Nick was not planning to bump his head against the whatever he bumped it against and get a slight concussion this morning. That was not in his thoughts whatsoever, but it happened. But you know what? I know this. When it happened, they didn't go into panic mode. Hello, I know Judy and the kids. They prayed for Nick. They laid hands on him, and they declared healing on him in Jesus' name. Let's say it again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, 1. Got to get the reference in there. Psalm 27, 1. Troubled hearts, troubled times. If we had time this morning, I would go into the fact that Jesus said to Thomas and the other disciples, because the way I'm going, you know, and how to get there, the path I'm going, you know. And the reason why you know, and it's deep down inside you, it's in your DNA, church. How it's springtime. There are birds. There are caterpillars. They don't fly. There are birds, and that there are butterflies. That's what a caterpillar becomes. There are butterflies that are making thousands and thousands of miles trip that they've never made before. I want you to think about that. And they know exactly where to go. Why? It's in their DNA. And Jesus looks at Thomas after he says, Lord, how can we know the way? And where are you going? And Jesus said, oh, don't worry. You know. You know the way. Church, you know. You may not believe it. But you know. It's put inside of you. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you know Jesus, don't you? If not, we need to have us an altar call this morning. And whoever doesn't know the way, the truth, and the life needs to come, and we need to get them right so that you know the way. Because let me tell you what, it's inside of you. The way maker, the one of truth, the one who's full of only life. Come on, stand with me this morning, church. Father, we thank you this morning. God, I thank you this morning that, Lord, in the midst of all hell breaking loose, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of the storms of life, Father, you are the rock. You are the anchor of our soul. And Father, we have nothing to fear. Father, I thank you this morning for the word that we've received, the words of life. Lord, you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is my strength. Church, the Lord is your strength this morning. The Holy Spirit inside of you wants to rise up, calm your troubled heart. And Lord, I thank you this morning that when we get to that place where we do feel overwhelmed, Lord, all we have to do is cry out to you. You hear our cry. Lord, you hear our prayer this morning, oh God. And I want you to think about someone who's going through an arduous situation, something that's well above them and beyond them. Can we just pray for them this morning? How many of you know that that's one of the other things we can do is pray for one another? Lift up one another. Encourage one another. Jesus said, by all men, they'll know my disciples that you love one another. Let me tell you what, you can't express hardly any greater love than praying for a friend, praying for a brother or sister in Christ who has fallen and they're hurting. They need to be lifted up. Father, we thank you right now for those who have found themselves, Lord, hurting this morning. They couldn't get out of bed and come to church this morning because the pain was so great. The hurt was so bad in their lives. They couldn't get out of bed and come and face their friends. Father, we lift them up this morning just as we know that your heart's desire for them is to get up. Father, we thank you this morning for resurrection power being released in their lives. Lord, knowing as you conquer death, hell, and the grave, Father, you are victorious over the situation that they're going through right now. God, I thank you, Lord, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, I pray for that individual this morning who has found themselves, even in the last few weeks, last few days, having a troubled heart concerning a loved one, concerning a situation, maybe concerning our nation and these crazy elections. Come on, put the scripture up. It's up. Let's say it again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Lord, we make that declaration this morning. You are our light. You are our strength. You are our salvation. We give you praise. We give you praise. Dallas, if you come up here, John and Kay, if you come up here, I just want to take a moment, open these altars up. Father, we thank you this morning. If you just want someone to agree with you concerning what's going on, let me tell you what, this is what the body of Christ is here for. If you're hurting, we're hurting with you. If you want encouragement this morning, just invite you to come. Let's open these altars up. If you want prayer for any reason whatsoever, that's what we're here for. Amen. Above. Thank you, Lord. from the Father above. Sweet, sweet home, my spirit, forever I pray. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, let faith rise in our hearts. Lord, you arise in our hearts this morning. Let our enemies be scattered. Lord, that's what the psalmist declared. We declare it this morning, oh God. Calm our hearts right now, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your hand. Know how he loves you and me. Oh, how he loves you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. No, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Gave his life, 'cause he gave his life. What more could he give? So how he loves you. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's thank him this morning. Father, we thank you this morning. Lord, you surround us. Lord, you cover us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, you cover us with your love. Lord, you lead us. Take us by the hand if necessary. Father, I thank you that when I am weak in myself, then I am strong in you. Father, thank you. We just speak the strength of God this morning. Come on, just declare it over yourself, over your family. Father, we thank you this morning that you are the strength of our hearts. Father, we thank you this morning, oh God. Father, there's no room for fear because of all the faith that we have in you. Lord, we cast out all fear. Say, in the name of Jesus, fear you go. Go. Faith arise. Hallelujah. Let faith arise in our hearts this morning. Seal this word now, oh God. seal this word in our hearts this morning, that you do not want us to live with troubled hearts, and that your peace you leave with us. Send your Holy Spirit to reside in us, to rise in us, Lord, when we feel weak. We thank you for this. Come on, just thank him this morning. Thank you this morning. God, you're such a faithful God. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we go now in your power and your might. Amen. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord shine his face upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he fill your heart this week with peace and strength. And may the God of peace soon stomp Satan under your feet. In Jesus' name, amen.